The closure today of the two disaster assistance centers in Sonoma County. They've been open since a couple of days after the fires and have been under the control of FEMA, and they are closing down at the end of business today. In Santa Rosa, the center on Mendocino Avenue will be reopened tomorrow morning, and we'll talk about why that is. Richard Jenkins is on the KSRO live line with us. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Pat.
Glad to have you with us. So the small, let me see if I can get this right. The Small Business Administration's Santa Rosa Disaster Recovery Center will now become the SBA Disaster Loan Outreach Center, correct?
That's correct. Beginning Friday, December 29th at 9 o'clock in the morning.
9 o'clock in the morning. Nothing like starting before a long holiday weekend. And, you know, Rick, we have gotten more educated about what the Small Business Administration does. But what is your goal with this newly opened center as of Friday morning?
Well, we're at that stage of the recovery process where the filing deadline for property damage loans and for individual assistance has passed.
Right.
So SBA wants to convert that disaster recovery center because we provide the low interest loans to help not only businesses recover, but homeowners and renters as well. And we need to make sure that we're walking and working with those individuals and businesses that still need our help as they go through the application and loan process.
So are these people who have already applied for help through the SBA and you want to sort of, you know, hold their hands during the process?
That's an excellent way to put it, Pat. That's exactly what we're doing. The deadline to apply was December 11th.
Right.
But we still have people that are bringing in documents that we may need. They're still needing to close their loans, and we can do that in person and walk them through the loan closing process. Or they may just have questions about what's going on and they need someone to talk to and we want to be there for them.
Well, that's good news. So is there an open-ended date on this part of it, the SBA new center?
No, we haven't put a closing date on the center because we just want to make sure that we're there long enough to make sure that we're speaking with anyone who needs to speak with us. We could be there a week, 3 weeks. It's just a matter of how much traffic we're getting in the center
right
before we'll close it. And as long as people are coming in and they need our services, we'll stay.
And explain to us what happens from this point forward as far as the SBA loans go.
Well, there's a couple things. Many people have already been approved for a disaster loan, so now they have to close their loan, and then once they do that, then we disperse the monies so that they can begin the rebuilding process. And that can take a protracted period of time. We're working with insurance companies. They're working with SBA to get whatever monies they need that the insurance didn't cover. They're working with contractors. So our loans are kind of like a construction loan. If you were to build a home that was not damaged in the fire, and we disperse monies to match the pace of construction. So there are documents that we'll need along the process and contractors' estimates and reviews and that sort of thing. Also, a very important thing for the small business community in Sonoma County is SBA has what's called a working capital loan, and that's to provide that small business money to pay their bills that they can't pay because of the disaster.
Yeah.
And that has a filing deadline of July 12th, so people can still come in the center and still apply for that particular loan as well.
Okay, that seems like a big part of this equation moving forward. Yeah.
People need money. They have to pay their payroll, their light bill. You know, even if their business did not suffer any property damage, they may be losing revenue because customers just aren't there.
Yeah, you know, a lot of, especially small businesses, are in that sort of situation. You know, the businesses, for example, that surround Coffee Park, that surround Wiki Up, Larkfield, those areas which were so hard hit, and the buildings may have emerged mostly unscathed, but still, as you say, there's no traffic there.
Yeah, entire neighborhoods, unfortunately, in this disaster were terribly impacted, and all those people have now relocated somewhere else. So there is a reduced traffic base, but those businesses can stay in business with the help of our working capital loan. And what that does, Pat, it provides the money they need to continue to pay their bills so they can remain viable and keep their doors open until their customer base returns.
And how, not how easy is this money to get, but what kind of interest rates are we talking about, Rick?
Those loans have an interest rate of 3.3%.
Okay.
Term of the loan can go up to 30 years. And what's really important, Pat, is there's no fees associated with this loan. There's no application fees. There's no closing costs. There's no prepayment penalties. These are direct loans to the business owner from taxpayers. And we try to make it as easy as we can for them to go through the process and then receive their money and pay their bills.
You know, I've heard stories from some of our business owners whose buildings were affected by the fire or destroyed by the fire, and they've talked about their efforts to do their best to keep their employees working until such time as their businesses can be, you know, up and operating again. And, you know, for most businesses, that's going to be kind of a long stretch. Does any of that kind of thing fall under the SBA umbrella?
Well, it does. The working capital loan helps those business owners meet their payroll. Another part of the loan is we delay the first payment on any disaster loan for 5 months, so that buys them time to reconstitute their customer base. In some cases, that period of time may need to be extended, and on a case-by-case basis, we can work with that particular business owner to perhaps extend that delay in paying back the loan a little bit. So there's all kinds of things that we can do, and that's really the primary reason that the Disaster Loan Outreach Center will stay in Sonoma for however long we need it to, is so that we can reach all of these individuals. And the money's there. So far in this disaster, we've approved over 900 loans for $117.5 million.
In our county? Or in the North Bay?
That's most of it is in Sonoma, but that includes the entire disaster area.
Okay, North Bay then.
You know, and for business loans, fortunately, while there are a lot of business impacts, the majority of the loans went to homeowners, but SBA has still approved almost $7 million to small businesses.
And this is federal money, correct?
This is direct federal money right out of the U.S. Treasury.
All right, very good, very good. And what is your, I hate to ask this question every time I ask it, but what's your disaster experience, Rick?
Well, I've been doing this for almost 30 years. I've seen some of the worst disasters, and of course, every disaster, no matter how small or how large, if it impacts you, it's the most devastating event to ever take place. This is one of the worst wildfires we've seen. It went through neighborhoods and just completely destroyed everything in sight. It was an incredible inferno. But what we want to do as far as SBA, we've got staff and employees that are compassionate. They want to help people understand what they can do to recover, talk them through the process, and really just kind of be there for them.
And remind me again, Rick, what the July deadline is all about.
The July 12th, 2018 deadline are for small businesses to submit an application for a working capital loan.
Okay. And that, again, is to get them through the process up to the point where their business can start making money again.
Right. And we really encourage those folks to come into the Press Democrat building and talk to our customer service representatives face-to-face. But if they can't do that, they can complete an application online at SBA.gov. The actual address is disasterloan.sba.gov/ELA, and ELA means electronic loan application.
Okay. So SBA.gov should get you there.
It'll get you there.
Okay, get you there. So 9 a.m., and do you anticipate any particular kind of turnout on your first day?
You know, we don't, because we have, this is the same building, the same location that the Disaster Recovery Center was located
right
in. This is just a conversion now into an SBA Loan Outreach Center. Before the holiday weekend, it could be one of two ways. It could be very slow because people are already leaving for the holiday.
Right.
Or very quick because they want to get there before the holiday.
Well,
we'll be there Mondays through Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, good.
Open on Saturdays 9 to 4, of course, except for this weekend. We're closed Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for the holiday.
Right. You've got a kind of a one-day trial period in Sonoma County before you kick it out next week.
That's right. On beginning Tuesday, we'll be there at 9 a.m.
All right. Well, you call it conversion, and what we call it here is progress. So I am glad to hear that we are in such a state that the Disaster Assistance Center can close and that the SBA Loan Outreach Center can open. Thanks for helping us understand this part of the process, Rick.
Pat, we appreciate everything you're doing to get the word out, and we encourage, like I say, everyone to come in and see us, even if they have a simple question.
All right. Well, welcome to town. We're glad you're here. That is Richard Jenkins. He is with the Small Business Administration Disaster Assistance. And again, it'll be the same place on Mendocino Avenue where the Disaster Assistance Center was, and now it will be the Loan Outreach Center for as long as we need it. But the deadline for those working capital loans, if you're a small business trying to get from here to a point where you are in full operation again, this is the place for you. And SBA.gov is the place to go for loan assistance and also to answer some of your questions. And again, the new Loan Outreach Center will be open 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. And then starting next week, it'll be open every weekday after New Year's Day.